Professionalism in the business. With more certified kitchen and bath designers on staff than any other firm in the area, their designers are on the leading edge of industry trends. Callier & Thompson, next to Uncle Bill's on Manchester Road, just east of 141, can help you reclaim your space.
I'm glad we had this little talk. Now about your man cave.
But
call Callier & Thompson Kitchens and Baths for a free estimate. 636-391-9099. That's 636-391-9099. View their portfolio at CallierandThompson.com.
You need a website. Why not do it yourself? You know your business. With Wix.com, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. With Wix.com, you don't need to be a programmer. Just use the intuitive drag-and-drop website builder. There's no limit to how creative you can be. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Create your own stunning website today. Go to Wix.com. It's easy and free.
Kubota presents their Gear Up and Go sales event, going on now, with special promotion pricing on tractors and Commander zero-turn mowers. Click on StLouisKubotaDealers.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dan Gagliotti.
And I'm Dr. Nick Barnes.
Tune in to the Maximize Living Radio Show Saturday at 4 p.m. and Sunday morning at 7 a.m. to maximize your life.
Right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinion's on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM. We're full of chat and we're full of chit. And we think you'll get lots of
genital warts.
Can you just stop this? Right now, this show has been disrupted.
Oh, my goodness.
It has.
What's going on?
The program director.
Well, I answered the phone.
You shouldn't have done that.
I know.
How many times have I told you?
I don't know what happened. I just...
When
I
that
just,
line rings...
You heard,
it, not,
you
now,
heard
now,
the ring, right?
We're going to take it, and I want everybody... Yeah, that, you don't answer that.
I answered it.
Now, I'm going to let him come on, and I want everybody to realize that he just completely disrupted the show, and it's on him. McGraw Milhaven, our program director. Hello, McGraw. How are you?
Good morning, Frank. How are you? I am AM in the PM.
Well, thank you. It's not morning. It's afternoon, but thank you anyway. What's going on?
I just a quick note before I, the reason why I called. You're not saying KTRS right.
No?
You're saying KTRS. But you should be saying KTRS. You follow?
KTRS. Oh.
No, I apologize for interrupting your award-winning broadcast.
Not a problem.
But I'm driving home in my Johnny Londoff Chevy Malibu. Driving home from Rams Park. I don't know if you know, but John Carney and Tara broadcast their show from Rams Park today, and we decided to stay to watch the Rams practice.
I heard a little of that, yes.
So we were up and watching them practice, and so they were getting ready to, they changed or whatever, so I was going to go home. So as I was leaving Rams Park outside on the field, they've got three giant fields, and as I was walking along, minding my own business, somebody had brought one of those DeWalt sort of giant radio generators type thing.
Right, I've seen them, yes.
Yeah, and blasting on the DeWalt radio generator was Frank Opinion and the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
Wow.
Listen to the size of that crowd.
Man.
That's good to hear.
So the fans couldn't live without Frank Opinion, so they took the radio so that everybody could enjoy Frank Opinion while watching the Rams practice.
Wow.
That's awesome.
And it's so good to hear.
So I just thought you might want to give a shout out to everybody listening at Rams Park.
Yes. Hello to everybody at Rams Park, and thank you. Thank you so much. Where are you headed now?
I'm headed to Cottleville.
That's right. You live there.
I live in Cottleville, yes.
Okay. Well, thank you for that report.
I am here for you. Over and out. I'll hang up, and I'll listen to your comments off the air.
Okay. McGraw Milhaven, everybody.
Yeah. Now, that's one version of the story.
Don't ever, Dan.
I know. I'm
don't
sorry.
Ever
I don't
let
know
him
happened.
On here again.
Okay.
All especially, right. See, he deliberately called right in the middle of the signature introduction.
The Playhouse.
The Playhouse,
so
for goodness sake.
Sorry.
It's the It's the climax, essentially, of the show, is the Playhouse. That's, and he deliberately wanted to disrupt it.
I saw this. Josh sent out a photo of the radio, and he's just letting everybody know that he heard. But they were also doing the show earlier from there today.
Right.
So there's a chance that nobody had just turned it off after, you know, they want to hear.
No, there's no chance of that.
The Rams
because
Park
that
remote.
Would mean that they had the radio on listening to that junk on earlier. There's no chance of that. That radio was turned on for this show.
But Josh said he heard it during the Bill Cleveland segment. They wouldn't leave it on.
No.
Bill Cleveland segments during our show.
Oh, that's true.
That radio was turned on for this show.
Oh, yeah.
Not for the other show.
But
don't ever let him do that again.
No, I won't.
And if he says, how come you didn't answer the phone? Tell him our phones aren't working. These are 1956. Yeah. It's a 56 phone system.
Yeah.
This time wasn't working.
We were busy preparing.
Yeah. He works in the night studio. He doesn't know the conditions down here.
He doesn't even relate to. And he'll probably go, oh, that's right. You're in the studio with the old equipment.
Yeah. I'm in the studio with the TV cameras.
Do we have the tail end of our
yes. Mm-hmm.
We're about to get Pagan's Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the July 29th edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by American Equity Mortgage, AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999. About 23 years, give or take a few months, they've been doing what they do, and they do it well. We have several things to discuss during the Playhouse, and we have a joke that it's been at least a year, maybe more, and I think you'll really enjoy it. So sit back, relax. There'll be no more interruptions. You don't have to worry about that. We will not be answering that phone, if you know what I mean. Our control board operator is Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And with costs going up, it would be nice to have a strategy in place to give yourself pay raises. And Mark and Jason can help you achieve that. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
It's going great. Happy birthday to my dad, Big Don.
Big Don. How old is Big Don?
Big Don is 80 years old today.
Happy birthday, Big Don. How proud you must be that Dan Strauss is your son.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe not. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
Yeah, you can take it out tomorrow. Rat Boy meant to get to Rams Park today to deliver. Look at that. It's a football. It's made out of
cheese.
That's nice. I'm sure those guys will
appropriate.
They'll enjoy that after practice and crackers. Give it up if you would for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah. Thank you. Sit down, please. Thank you. Brought to you by American Equity Mortgage. We have told you, and I'm not kidding, we've told you for about 23 years about American Equity Mortgage, as long as they've been in business. The first year that American Equity opened in St. Louis, they came to, at the time, we were on Market Street, and this was actually called KSDAM before it was KTRS. And said they wanted to be part of what we were doing, whatever that was. And we said, sure, love to have you. And for 52 weeks a year, every year since, they've been part of the show. Before it was even, the show was even here on KTRS. That's loyalty. And we appreciate it. And we appreciate your loyalty. It goes two or three ways, this loyalty thing. The loyalty you show to our advertisers. And what keeps an advertiser on the air here is one thing, and one thing only, and that is response they get from our listeners. When you walk into a place or you contact a place and you go, by the way, I'm aiming the PM or I heard about it on, that's what keeps them on the air and that's what keeps the show on the air. So when the time comes, maybe it has already come, that you need a mortgage company, you're going to have to go with somebody. Now, if you want to make your decision based on how long somebody's been in town, okay, how about 22, 23 years? That's a pretty good run. If you want it to be based on how quickly they can work for you and get you approved, I don't think anybody can get it done quicker than American Equity. If you want to work with somebody who realizes that you don't have perfect credit and that's okay, they get that. That's American Equity Mortgage. Truth is, most people don't have perfect credit. So if you already have a mortgage with them or somebody else and you need some cash, something has come up and you need money and you don't want to make a stupid move, meaning you don't want to borrow money and pay ridiculous interest rates, which is what you're doing when you string out credit card payments, then borrow it the smart way and use the equity. They'll show you how to do that. It is the smartest way to borrow money. It's one of the great benefits of being a homeowner. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999. All right, I think I have made the decision here as to how to handle this next charity dinner, if you will. Most of you who listen know that several times now, Tom Sainert and Annie Guns has stepped up and said, look, if somebody wants to donate money to go to dinner with you and your wife, Annie Guns is all yours. And he's done it again for a St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer. And one of the things that I've tried to figure out how to get around it is when you get somebody paying $3,000-$4,000 to go to dinner, that's great. But it kicks a lot of people out of the running. They just don't have that kind of money. So what I've decided is, and a couple of people emailed me and made the same suggestion, something I'd already thought of, but it just solidified my idea that it was probably a good thing to do, and that is let you folks make a donation to St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer of $300. And for $300, and I'll give you more of the details either before this week is out or certainly the first part of next week, but here's what we've come up with. If you, and I'll make it easy for you, I'll tell you where to go to contact them, to give them your credit card or send a check or whatever. We'll get to all that. But I want you to just be thinking about this the next day or two. At $300, you will get, whether your name is drawn for dinner at Annie Guns with me and my wife or not, you're going to get 4 Cardinal baseball tickets, okay, or Blues preseason tickets. That's automatic. You get that. But if your name is drawn from the people, and this is the only people in the drawing are the people who wrote the checks for 300 or more and put on them, or when they called in with a credit card, said AM and the PM, Frank Opinion, whatever, from those people we will draw, and the winner will get not only the Cardinals tickets, but you're going to get a nice stay at the Four Seasons Hotel. Now, let me tell you something. This Four Seasons, this is about as good as it gets. This is a 5-diamond, whatever, top-of-the-line hotel. You're going to get a night there. It can be a weeknight, a weekend. As long as there's a room available, you're in. And a choice for both of you of 2 different spa treatments that they offer. You know, he can have 1 treatment. She could get the other one. I think one's a facial, one's a massage, whatever. It's spa stuff. You're going to get a couple, 1 for each of you. And then you're also, if your name is drawn, you're going to get to go to dinner with me and my wife. Now, the beautiful thing about this is at Annie Guns, and I promise you, you will not be disappointed with this dinner. You'll be a little bit disappointed with my wife when you meet her. I'm just going to tell you that, okay? But what I like about this is, and I already have had 2 or 3 emails from people going, hey, when you decide to solidify this, we're in for $300. The beautiful thing about it is, if we just get 30 people, that's $9,000 for St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer, and that's what I love about this idea. Now, if you knew me well, you'd know that I'm a little bit of a pessimist, and I'm a half glass empty guy. I'm going, oh my goodness, will we get 30 people? If we get 20 people, that's $6,000. But if we got 100 people to do this, that's $30,000 for dinner at Annie Guns, and that would be fantastic. So whether it's 20 people or 30 people, I will give you details soon. And thank you to the people who've already emailed me and said, hey, we're in. We'll do that $300 thing. And that way you got a shot at it at the dinner without having to pay, you know, $3,000-$4,000. My daughter-in-law came into town Friday and left the baby with us because she went to a concert. And she went to a concert at the family arena. And Saturday, when she came to pick him up, I said, hey, how was the concert? She said, it was absolutely horrible. And I said, who did you see? She said, New Edition.
Really?
Do you know who this is?
Yeah.
Who is it?
That was
It's like
the group Bobby Brown was a part of.
Yes.
Yeah.
And she said it was terrible. And she said it wasn't even half full, and the tickets were like $140.
Holy cow.
She couldn't believe how bad the show. So I just wondered if anybody else went to see it and was disappointed.
Wow.
As she was. Maybe it's an age thing. Maybe is that for what, an older crowd than 30 something?
Yeah, or? They were popular, I guess, in the 80s.
Well, that would be her.
And Bobby Brown was, well, no, I mean, you would have to be, what is she, early 30s?
Yeah.
She would have probably been, you know, one or two around the time they were popular, you know, or, you know.
Yes, you're right. Single.
But he was on tour with them for a while, but then left because he couldn't, he was out of shape. He was just stopping, like, in the middle of their dance moves.
Yeah, I'd never heard of them.
Yeah, they were kind of an R&B group.
Very disappointed in that.
Now, a boy band, almost, you know.
There was a story in the news yesterday. It was all over the news yesterday. Aretha Franklin apparently goes into Johnny Rockets and says she gets disrespected. Get it? Respect, mm-hmm. Aretha Franklin. For the life of me, I don't know why this is a news story. Apparently, she ordered a takeout and decided to eat it there, and some employee at Johnny Rockets was rude to her. Is that a news story? As everybody listening right now not been in a restaurant at some point and had somebody be rude to them? What the heck?
Yeah.
What's the story here?
I didn't get it.
It she wasn't ordered, even a racist
story. She ordered
story.
Takeout, and they said... And she started to eat the takeout in the building?
Yeah.
And they said, you can't do that?
Well, all that is a numbskull employee. Is this
or
a story?
A policy. I think, yeah. I mean, that was what
I kept waiting for the race card thing. Oh, they said a racist thing. It wasn't even that. It's not even a story.
Yeah, I didn't
I can't
get
believe
it.
This
if that's
stuff
a policy that where you order takeout and you decide not to take it out and just eat
that's
it there.
Not, that's not anybody's
policy. Yeah, I couldn't even figure out. It must be a policy because you're trying to circumvent the tipping a server then, I guess?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah. The whole thing. Look, there have been times when, like, let's say my wife and I stop, we run into McDonald's or somewhere, we think about getting in the car and eating it, and we thought, you know what, let's just eat it here. That way you don't have to try to drive.
Yeah.
In the last minute, we change our mind. I just don't know why that was a story. Now, one of the women who works here came in yesterday. I don't know how this came up, but somehow or other, the topic came up that dogs... And it seems to be the case that it's most dogs love to chew on used tampons. Mm. Don't we have a recording of a dog tearing into a used tampon? This is pretty graphic. There he is, right? This is a dog pulling at a tampon.
Well, we have that commercial.
Yeah, but, we have that commercial, too.
Cherokee hair tampons, the dog, they get use it as a toy for the dog afterwards.
Yeah.
You know what? I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
I have heard this, though.
I remember back a couple of dogs that we had, they would drag up a tampon. What the heck? What is that about?
I don't know.
Can we play Cherokee hair?
I used to know my nieces had a dog, and it would get a hold of their underwear and just rip holes.
I have an idea why.
Dogs lick other dogs' butts, and they smell their butts, yeah. So they're obviously attracted to disgusting body part stuff.
Smelly mm-hmm. things.
Smelly things from the body. Maybe that's part of it.
That's what I've heard.
But
yeah.
To confirm that dogs are attracted to tampons, we now play you our Cherokee hair tampon commercial.
Do you ever have those heavy flow days?
Oh, absolutely, sweetheart. Everybody does.
Mom, remember the movie The Shining where the elevator doors are opening up and all?
Honey, what you need is a more absorbent tampon.
Like what?
Well, what's the most absorbent thing in the world?
Well, Cherokee hair, I guess. But what does that have to do with me?
Because now there's new all-natural Cherokee hair tampons. A cotton tampon can only hold so much liquid. Other tampons also come up short. But Cherokee hair has been known for ages to be strong and powerful. Each tampon is hand-woven from over 200 strands of Cherokee hair and then bound together by these decorative native beads.
You were right, Mom. All-natural Cherokee hair tampons really did the trick.
And when you're done using them, they make a great toy for Jesse. Go get it, boy.
See?
Let the wonders and the mysteries of our people, like, change the way you think about tampons.
Wow. That was a real Native American.
Man.
A
Are
we going to have to go before the tribunal now?
Probably.
Remember that guy that called us one time? We told an Indian joke or something? Oh. And he called it and he said he's Native American Indian. And he's going to bring this up at the tribunal.
Yeah.
Or some, like, kangaroo court.
He was upset.
Yeah. I don't believe we ever got arrested or anything for that. Mm-mm. Oh, boy. What about Kiefer Sutherland? Must be a real a-hole. Listen to this. Freddie Prinze Jr. was in, Peon says, about five seasons of 24.
That's what I read. I never watched the show.
Here's a quote from Freddie Prinze Jr. I did 24. It was terrible. I hated every moment of it. Kiefer was the most unprofessional dude in the world.
Wow.
And that's not just me talking. I'd say it to his face. I think everyone that's worked with him has said that. I wanted to quit the business after that.
Man.
Boy, Kiefer Sutherland.
Wow. Rough.
Not a good guy to work with, apparently. And I got a nice email. I want to say hi to Dale and Rhonda in Charlotte, North Carolina. They just said, we listen on podcasts from Charlotte, North Carolina. We lived in St. Louis from 08 to 2011. Never missed a show in the afternoon while driving home from work. And learned last week you're talking about doing a raffle for dinner with you and your wife. We're in. We'd love to give us an excuse to come back to St. Louis and see some friends. Night at the Four Seasons would be great. Dale and Rhonda, thank you. And I wrote them back and told them that for about 10 months I lived right outside of Charlotte in a little town called Rock Hill, South Carolina. Bought our first sofa when we were married. Our first piece of furniture was a sofa from Charlotte. Pearlman Furniture, Independence Boulevard, $158, and we had a payment plan for $158 sofa. So thank you, Dale and Rhonda, and stay tuned. I'll have more on the raffle for the dinner. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Two middle-aged to older ladies who are both widows are talking. Sad. This is kind of a sad joke because they, you know, these women are only in their early 50s, but they've lost their husbands. And one of the ladies says to the other one, she says, you know George Johnson? She says, oh, yeah, George Johnson, who owns the little store down the street. She said, yeah. She says, he asked me out, and I know you went out with him last week, and I wanted to just talk to you before I told him whether or not I go out with him. What can you tell me about him? And the other lady says, well, here's what I'll tell you. It was last Saturday night. George showed up at my apartment right on time, 7 o'clock. He said he'd be there at 7, and he was there at 7, and he was dressed like a gentleman. He had a beautiful suit on. He brought me the most gorgeous flowers. And we went outside, and he's got a brand new, one of the most beautiful cars that I've ever seen. And I realize he's rented it. It's a limo just for our date with a chauffeur, with a uniform and the whole thing. I mean, this guy went out of his way to make me feel special and impress me. And then he took me out to dinner. We had a tremendous dinner. Annie Guns, he took me to. See, I worked that in the show.
That's good.
I had the most spectacular dinner I've ever had. We had champagne, fabulous dessert, after dinner drinks. And then he takes me from there in the limo to a show. And let me tell you something, Dorothy, I could have died. I was having so much fun. I've just never experienced a night of such pleasure. Then we get back to my apartment, and it's like somebody flipped a switch and the guy turns into another person, an animal. He went crazy. He tore my dress off. I mean, tore it, ripped it into shreds, and had his way with me twice. And the other lady says, oh, my goodness. So you're telling me don't go out with him. She says, no, I'm telling you wear an old dress.
Meet me.
Here's Tim Weil, and he's airborne. He's going to give you traffic, Tim.
And we've got some problems out here, Dan. First of all, on southbound 270 at Ladue, you've got an accident. They've just moved it off to the right shoulder, but traffic is jammed solid now from Dorset down through Ladue. Then you get a little bit further south on 270, just before the Clayton Road overpass, you had a stalled tractor trailer that was blocking the center lane. Now they've got it moved over. They've shut the three right lanes down to move it off to the shoulder. Traffic is slow approaching Highway 40 down to where this stall is. They should have it off to the shoulder here in just a few minutes, and hopefully things will thin out within the next 20 minutes or so. If you're traveling eastbound on 270, you've got an accident at 170 blocking the left lane. It's a solid jam now from McDonald through Highway 170 on westbound 44. Just west of Lindbergh, you've got an accident that's blocking, partially blocking the right lane. You're slow from about Big Bend in that right lane down to where this accident is. You're slow again from Soccer Park Road out through Bowles Avenue. Then if you're looking at eastbound 40 downtown, things are starting to thin out. You're slow east of Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. Eastbound 40 out here in West County is stacked up from about Timberlake Manor through Highway 270. And this traffic report brought to you by Mazda. Your commute is full of choices, and here are two award winners to choose from. The Mazda 3 and Mazda 6 are each a Car and Driver 10 Best. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
It only takes a second. Go to Facebook.com and search the Big 550. Then click like on our KTRS Facebook page.
Very shagadelic, baby.
The Big 550 KTRS.
Our phones have been ringing off the hook with people who don't want to pay for an appraisal when their home loan doesn't get approved.
That'll never happen at Golden Oak Lending. This is Bob Ellman. If we can't close your loan, the appraisal is free.
If some lender asks for your credit card, hang up the phone and call Golden Oak Lending at 314-567-GOLD.
We don't need your card, because at Golden Oak Lending, you pay nothing out of pocket.
We've been here in St. Louis for 14 years. Why would you go anywhere else?
Are you paying monthly PMI? Our mortgage insurance, we have a program that eliminates it, even if you don't have 20% equity. Find out if we can save you money.
Get a lower rate and a no-risk appraisal at Golden Oak Lending. Call 314-567-GOLD, 567-4653.
Golden Oak Lending, short my blues.
Rates are down to 3.375 fixed, 15-year APR 3.807, NMLS 1149-37, 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri. Call 567-GOLD.
Be honest, will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait until you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-616-7955. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-616-7955. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-616-7955. That's 1-800-616-7955.
Last night, I had this amazing dream. I dreamed
that I finally had the ribbon-cutting ceremony at my new yoga studio. Everyone in town was there, and parked out back was
the cutest little convertible that my parents got me for my birthday. I drove it home and went inside to find
the coolest man cave ever, with a finished home theater and a walkout that led to a killer backyard with
a treehouse shaped just like a pirate ship. It was
the perfect dream.
We don't all have the same dreams, but we all deserve to set our sights on the things we'd love to accomplish this year. American Family Insurance is always there protecting your dreams. Our agents can help make sure you have the right coverage, whether it's for your auto, home, business, or life. Find an agent and get a competitive quote at AmFam.com or call 1-800-MY-AMFAM.
And I will do it for you.
Your dream is out there. Go get it. We'll protect it. Products underwritten by American Family Insurance, Life Mutual Standard of Ohio and Wisconsin Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Hi, this is Frank Blair from Schnars Hardware, here with Glenn Kramer from G.R. Robinson, makers of George's Magic Mix. Hi, Glenn.
Hey, Frank.
Can you tell us what makes George's Magic Mix so special?
Sure. What we do is we start with seed that has proven to grow well here in St. Louis. But even the best flour doesn't guarantee the best bread.
Really?
So when you mix Schnars Advice with George's Magic Mix, that will provide you with a lawn you'll be very proud of.
Those are great reasons. Maybe we should start calling you the man behind the mix.
Yeah, I kind of like that, Frank. Almost like a superhero of lawn care.
My hero.
That's right.
So come into Schnars and let us help you pick the magic mix that's best for you.
Stores like Schnars have the personnel who can answer your questions and guide you all year long with your grass growing needs.
Schnars Hardware, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice. We're open 7 days a week, so call us at 314-993-0910 or for location hours or to shop online, go to schnars.com.
The average retirement lasts 30 years. 30 years. For some, they will be retired longer than the span of their career, so it's easy to see why the number one fear of people about to retire is running out of money. This is Laurie Heisey from Heisey Advisory Group. We can develop a predictable yet flexible retirement income plan for you, allowing you to spend with confidence while you maintain your lifestyle and follow your dreams during retirement. Let's not forget about the downturn of 2008 and 2009. If you are about to retire or are already retired, it might be a good time to take a second look at your retirement plan and goals. We have the experience in building retirement plans that can help balance your portfolio and give you a steady, predictable, and guaranteed income stream. Call me now and find out if these solutions would be right for you. 314-909-1116. 314-909-1116. Let us take a second look at your retirement plan. 314-909-1116.
Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products.
I'm Larry Connors. You know, for almost 40 years, I've been in St. Louis building credibility and trust. Of course, no one just gives you trust. You have to earn it every day. That's what John Beal's family has done for 65 years. A roofing company doesn't stay around long unless it does the customers right. So I'm proud to represent the John Beal family, and when you need help with your roof, call John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Kubota presents their Gear Up and Go sales event, going on now, with special promotion pricing on tractors and Commander zero-turn mowers. Click on StLouisKubotaDealers.com.
Target Talk St. Louis is presented by the Belleville Indoor Shooting Range in Metro Shooting Supplies. Join host Stephen King, NRA-certified shooting instructor, to talk about the world of firearms, from competitions to firearm safety. Stephen will take your calls and have guests from around the world of firearms. Target Talk St. Louis is brought to you by the Belleville Indoor Shooting Range and Metro Shooting Supplies in Bridgeton every Sunday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Bottle of wine, the fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get sober? Leave me alone, let me go home. Let me go home and start over.
We're coming up pretty soon here on the anniversary date of Elvis's death. Of all the people this next guy has met, I bet he never met Elvis.
I bet he did.
I bet he didn't. We'll find out. His name is Mike Evans. He's in Southern California. He's brought to you by Annie Guns. Annie Guns Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. They're right next door to each other. They're in Chesterfield Valley. And pretty soon, in the next few weeks or so, I'm going to be having dinner there with somebody whose name is drawn. It's a charity thing, but we're going to talk about that later. Right now, we're going to talk about some Hollywood stuff. Here is Mike Evans.
Give it up, give it up, give it up, give it up, give it up.
I'm guessing you never met the king.
I never met Elvis Presley.
Yeah, that's the. I don't really care who I see or don't see, but I wish that I had seen one concert with Elvis.
Yeah, I do too. I don't think we can't now.
Yeah, we don't think we can. Some say he's alive, but well, I don't know.
Jesse,
what's going on?
There's an inside joke there.
Well, no. His twin brother was
Remember we did an interview one time?
That guy in Kansas City.
Kansas City, yeah, who claimed, what did he claim? He was Elvis's dentist?
Yes.
Yeah.
That he was Elvis's dentist.
And he took the name of his twin brother, Jesse.
Yeah, Jesse.
So he may be out there, Mike, Jesse Presley.
He's living.
There you go.
Yeah.
Pop quiz question, name the name of the star who is a distant cousin, seems to all fit together, to both Madonna and Celine Dion.
Hmm.
Tom Hanks, Tom Cruise, Tom Selleck, Mark Wahlberg. Answer in a minute. Is it true? Producers of The View have interviewed several potential new hosts to sit next to Rosie O'Donnell. Big names, but the big names don't want the gig.
Yeah, no kidding.
Buzz is Whoopi Goldberg even said she would like to. She might quit before this thing is over. This thing has just turned into a mess.
How do people like Rosie keep getting job offers?
I don't know. You think she just would have faded away.
Man, I wish she would.
New York Post headline story about these characters all arrested in the past 2 months who dress up for and beg tourists for tips at Times Square. Spider-Man charged with hitting a cop, arrested. Cookie Monster and Superman arrested for pushing kids down when their parents wouldn't give Cookie Monster and Superman the big tip that they thought they deserved. Elmo and Woody from Toy Story arrested for groping moms.
I can't do that.
New York Post headline screams, costume brawls.
Oh, that's good.
Costume brawls, but
that's good.
Odds and ends. In Obama's last 628 days since taking office for his second term, he has spent 208 days either traveling to fundraisers, attending fundraisers, or playing golf. 1 day out of every three. I just thought that was interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know. For me, I just thought that was interesting. Hmm. 40 years ago, Rolling Stones writer for backstage concerts called for cocaine, marijuana, 40-year-old scotch, 20-year-old wine, topless waitresses, etc.
Yeah. Good old days.
However.
And there's always a however in life.
Now the 70-year-old Rolling Stones backstage writer has been changed. Now it calls for backstage jigsaw puzzles, backgammon games, veggie smoothies, Tums, and Pepto-Bismols.
Wow.
Depends, can't be far behind.
No.
That's changed. This never changes. The Beach Boys, they hate each other. I mean, it really has gotten ridiculous. They hate each other so much that they're currently on tour, concert tour in Spain, and they hate each other so much they stay in different hotels. Each one of them stays in a different hotel.
Wow.
That's not liking each other at all. No. O.J. Simpson!
I don't
understand it, but the word is he's telling everybody in jail that he's in jail within Nevada. He's admitting now that he killed Ron and Nicole.
Well, there's a shocker.
Yeah. I think he once admitted that on your show, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. We don't have that handy, do we?
No.
I have said, and I'll say it again, I'm not kidding. I believe before he dies, because he can't be tried again for it, I believe he'll finally say, okay, yeah, I did it. But I didn't mean to do it. It got out of hand, and I'm telling you, I think that's going to happen.
Oh, I agree. I think that if and when he gets out of jail, I think he'll do interviews, and he'll get paid for them, and he'll go into detail how he killed them.
Yeah, because I think he misses the attention, and I think there's certainly a lot of attention that'll be given to him when he decides to grant that big interview, and he'll find a way around giving in the money to the Goldmans, and yeah, he'll be a star again for the wrong reason.
Exactly. Southern California has terrible smog, traffic, taxes, crime, crowding, gas prices are out of control, and this drought now is really unbelievable. In the Palm Springs area, thousands of rattlesnakes coming out of the mountains looking for water.
Ooh, they're coming to your house?
Well, close by, within a few blocks. Golf and golf courses have put it be more signs, and they warn you. If you hit a ball in the rough, don't go looking for them, because we actually, there's snakes, plenty of snakes out there.
Wow.
Scary. Now, I have the podcast question answer and a follow-up, and finally.
Oh. I never think of a rattlesnake as drinking water for some reason. No. But obviously they have to have water.
Yeah. I don't like snakes.
Well, I think,
Not a big fan, I think, either.
Most people are with you there.
First part of the pop quiz question, name the name of the star who is a distant cousin of both Madonna and Celine Dion. Is it Tom Hanks, Tom Cruise, Tom Selleck, or Mark Wahlberg?
Wow, I'm going to go, I'll go Tom Selleck.
I'll say Mark Wahlberg.
Then I'll say Tom Cruise.
The answer is Mark Wahlberg.
Woo!
Now your follow-up.
Okay.
Mark Wahlberg has a pretty large tattoo on his right shoulder. Is it of Ted Williams, Bob Marley, or Marilyn Monroe?
Wow. That's a good one.
I'll go Bob Marley.
Ted Williams.
Ted Williams.
Bob Marley.
No!
Here you go. I'm not giving him all of a thing.
Piano, you got the first one.
They did.
I'm telling you, that Wahlberg, to me, he's like Kevin Bacon in that I'll watch anything he's in. Mark Wahlberg. I'm seldom disappointed. If he's in it, Kevin Bacon's in it, probably a pretty good
one. Did you see Ted?
Yes. Hysterical. And my wife, as hard as she tried to suppress it,
she couldn't help
laughed out loud more than once. Yeah. And that's the kind of crap that she likes to say is stupid and criticize me for laughing. But she even had to laugh. It's just so ridiculously funny. Mike Evans brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back, and then we're going to say goodbye, and you'll see. Big 550 KTRS.
Meet me.
And here's Timothy Weiland. He's going to give you our last report on traffic. Tim?
All right. You still have some slow traffic on southbound 270 from Page down through Highway 40. It's just off the pace now from that point down through Manchester and Doherty Ferry. On eastbound 40, things are getting a little bit better. You're slow from 141 through 270. Westbound 40, still pretty heavy, though. Kings Highway through McCausland, 170 out through Lindbergh, 270 through Mason, and then you're heavy at the Boone Bridge. Eastbound 270, they were working with an accident. You're backed up approaching McDonald through Highway 170. And on westbound 70, it looks like we've got some slow pockets from about Mid Rivers Mall Drive through Lake St. Louis Boulevard. And this traffic report is brought to you by Mazda. Your commute is full of choices, and here are two award winners to choose from. The Mazda 3 and Mazda 6 are each a Car and Driver 10 Best. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm AM in the PM, and you're listening to the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon, starring Frank Opinion and the gang, weekdays from 3 to 6. And don't forget, the Small Morning Show in the Morning, hosted by McGraw-Milhaven and Kelly Jackson, that starts at 6, weekday mornings on KTRS.
We are
Missoula.
The law firm of Carmody McDonald, rooted in tradition, sustained by talent, would like to wish Mr. Mike Shannon a very happy 75th birthday.
Happy birthday, Mike Shannon!
Thanks, Mike, for your many years of service and dedication to the people of St. Louis.
This is Larry Connors. Join me at 9, Monday through Friday nights. Lock and load for the most engaging nighttime talk show, news and commentary, American trivia, and American story. Book it. Larry Connors, USA, on KTRS, the Big 550.
There's something special happening at Northwest Healthcare. From the compassion of our emergency department staff, to the rapid results from our imaging and lab facilities, to the comfort and convenience of our campus on Graham Road, we're using our extraordinary experience to create extraordinary experiences every day. Visit ChristianHospital.org to learn more. Northwest Healthcare. Member BJC Healthcare.
This is where St. Louis comes to talk.
The Big 550. Too desirable to be real.
KTRS.
Phillips 66 strives to be the neighbor you can depend on. Whether it's for their performance gasoline or to satisfy an ice cream sandwich craving, Phillips 66, proud to be here.
News, weather, traffic, sports, and live local talk. This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis. Ladue, Glen Carbon, University City, Edwardsville, Manchester, Wood River, Grafton, Collinsville, Pacific, and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it.
You know he's gay. Is my mic on?
Yes.
Who?
Oh, you didn't hear me say the name, did they?
No.
Oh, no.
Okay, have a great month. Is this Monday?
No.
It's Tuesday. See, this is embarrassing. Tuesday. It's embarrassing.
It feels like a Monday.
It does. I told you when the show, the first thing I said when the show started, it's a weird day.
Yeah.
Now I've talked over Randy Newman singing, which ruins everything.
This is horrible.
So let's pretend this never happened.
Okay.
We're going to start tomorrow. We're going to do a great show tomorrow. It's going to be perfect. I'm not going to talk over the closing theme song. All right. Have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
So he's really gay.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
Thanks for calling.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan.
Goodbye, Dan.
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
Residents and business owners in the Cherokee Street Business District express concern about crime, what they're doing to combat it.
The first case of an extremely painful illness has shown up in St. Louis. Why we should remain calm now, but prepare for the future. A woman caught littering, tased after a police chase. We'll show you exclusive pictures from the scene.
First on Fox, a disease that causes bone-crushing-like pain has now shown up in St. Louis County. Fox 2's Rocky Madden is live at County Vector Control to tell us about this. And Rocky, this is kind of scary.
Yeah, it is, especially the painful part that comes with it. Mindy, there's one of the mosquito spraying trucks there behind me. Next summer, it could be on the front lines in our battle against this disease if it becomes as common as expected and predicted by health officials. Now, the patient who's infected right now with chikungunya was bitten by a mosquito while visiting the Caribbean. It did not happen here in St. Louis.